Sorry about that. Usually I try to pretend the computer isn't there, but I think my computer's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. We'll see if it just spontaneously combusts. This next piece is called Seven League Boots, and it's a piece that I wrote when I was trying to finish my last album before my son was born. My son Alex is now 2.5, and I was desperate to finish it because I knew that once he was born I wouldn't have any time. And so the idea with this piece was that I imagined I could put on these magical Seven League Boots and I could just hop over the hill to the ocean. I live in Northern California. And I could have a picnic, which is really what I wanted to be doing as the pregnancy went on. And then I could have the picnic and come back and finish my album. So that's where this piece started, but you can have your own meaning. Sorry about that. Usually I try to pretend the computer isn't there, but I think my computer's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. We'll see if it just spontaneously combusts. This next piece is called Seven League Boots, and it's a piece that I wrote when I was trying to finish my last album before my son was born. My son Alex is now 2.5, and I was desperate to finish it because I knew that once he was born I wouldn't have any time. And so the idea with this piece was that I imagined I could put on these magical Seven League Boots and I could just hop over the hill to the ocean. I live in Northern California. And I could have a picnic, which is really what I wanted to be doing as the pregnancy went on. And then I could have the picnic and come back and finish my album. So that's where this piece started, but you can have your own meaning. Thank you. this next piece is called Sun Will Set. And if I'm lucky, some birds will make some noise and we can record them into the loops. Because I think that sort of adds to the effect.
Thank you.
This next piece is called Tetris Head, and it has absolutely nothing to do, well, it has something to do with the game Tetris. I'm probably one of the only people in my age group who actually did not play video games when they were young. But I like to watch other people play video games, like my next door neighbors. The reason why I called this piece Tetris Head is because the game Tetris, you have all these little shapes that sort of fall down and you have to fit them all into place. And I often feel like what I was doing when I was working in the world of computer programming and what I'm doing now are somewhat like that, they're very similar, and I so enjoy the process of fitting all those little pieces together. And so this is something like my ode to that mind state of fitting all those little musical fragments together. But it only works if the cello is in tune, so I'm gonna tune, since eight out of tune cellos is just more than a person could bear. Holding up pretty well. This is Ariège, by the way. He's from France. He's very sensitive. He's a very sensitive Frenchman. So. Gets out of tune easily. Okay, so this is Tetris Head. Thank you. That's a new one that I'm still working out on stage. So I like to try new pieces in front of an audience to see how they work out. And usually I figure out the beginning, and then it's like there's something about being in front of a live audience that makes me write the song. If I left my own devices, I'll never do it. So, and also, it's really easy to tell as soon as you've done something that doesn't work that, oh, that wasn't the right version. So anyways, if you have any title ideas, please let me know. This next piece is called Exertancy.
Thank you.
Last album, Into the Trees. It bears a little bit of resemblance to the one on the album. I tend to make pieces and then they get, you know, they're little snapshots frozen in time, and then I let them grow and change as I move on in life. So since I'm a former computer programmer, this one is called The Path 4.2.
Thank you.
have time for a couple more here. This piece is called Lost. I think probably if one thing about playing the cello and sampling is that I'm resampling the sound system. So when that happens, the only solution is to make the volume less. Sorry about that. Anyways, this next piece is called Lost. Thank you. It's really wonderful to be out here in Australia again. I just love it here. And the only thing is, I just wish it wasn't so far away so I could come more often. But this is my last piece. It's a piece called Optimist. It's a piece I wrote for my son Alex, who is 2.5, and I finished it just a couple months before he was born. I was thinking about, you know, what kind of a world he was going to live in, and what it was going to be like to be a parent. And the beginning of the song has some pieces of, you know, little, like three blind mice, little songs like that. So this is kind of my song to him, where I'm just telling him what the future is going to be like, and that I'm an optimist. So here's to all you parents. I always like to talk to people after the show, so I will be over at the Mr. V's booth over there. And if you have any technical questions or anything, I'll be over there. I think it'll probably be on the board, but I think around 8:30. So if you have any questions for me or you want to chat, that's where I'll be. So thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Zoe Keating.